This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The annual National Wreaths Across America Day is scheduled for Saturday, December 13th. The event will be celebrated at noon at the Indian Fields Township Cemetery, where special wreaths will be placed on veterans' graves in that cemetery. Before placing the wreaths on a veteran's grave, the Cass River Composite Squadron GLR of Michigan 165 will conduct a brief ceremony to commemorate veterans. To be able to place a wreath on each veteran laid to rest at that cemetery, donations are being collected. A donation can be made online by using www.wreathsacrossamerica.org or by scanning a barcode. And for more information, you can call Christina Clock at 989-670-3840. And another local and regional news for today. AAA is revving up its tow-to-go service over the long Thanksgiving weekend to offer free rides home for impaired drivers and their vehicles in Michigan, as well as 10 other states. The safety initiative runs from 6 p.m. Wednesday through 6 a.m. Monday and is open to anyone, not just AAA members. Tow-to-go is intended as a last resort option for motorists who realize that they are simply too impaired by drugs or alcohol to drive home safely, but still need to get themselves and their vehicles home. The program provides a free tow and ride home for the driver and their vehicle within a 10-mile radius. Drivers who believe that they are not safe to drive can call 1-855-286-9246 to request a truck to take them home during the program's operating hours. AAA emphasizes that Tow2Go is a backup safety net rather than a pre-planned ride service, so no advance reservations are accepted. AAA's Auto Club Group says the program aims to reduce holiday crashes by removing impaired drivers from the road while still getting their vehicles home as well. Over the last 25 years, Tow2Go has provided about 25,000 free tows, reflecting its longstanding role as a holiday safety measure. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Did you know you can fit full sheets of plywood and drywall in the back of a Dodge Grand Caravan? This is Tyler. That's right, Dodge Grand Caravans with stow-and-go seats can make excellent work vehicles on top of being excellent people carriers. And we have one on our lot that you need to come check out. It's a 2019 Dodge Grand Caravan GT. It's in great shape and has 87,000 miles. Take it home or take it to the job site for just $16,580. Next up is a 2019 Cadillac XT5. It's all-wheel drive and has 47,000 miles. It has an 8-speaker Bose audio system with Bluetooth, full power, leather, power liftgate, remote start, and a 3.6 V6. We're asking $22,980. If you're looking for a great third-row SUV with all-wheel drive, I have a 2020 Chevy Traverse LT. It has 94,000 miles. You can take it home for just $23,480. Looking for a truck? We have a 2019 Ford F-150 FX4. It's 4-wheel drive and has full power, heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, and WeatherTech floor mats. It has 74,000 miles, and you can take it home for $29,980. Come see me, Tyler Hansen, at Al Hansen Motors, where every car on our regular inventory comes with a powertrain warranty at no cost to you.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. An Afghan national has been accused of shooting two West Virginia National Guard members just blocks from the White House in a brazen act of violence. The Guard members had deployed to the nation's capital and were shot on Wednesday afternoon. The FBI director and Washington's mayor say the two guard members were hospitalized in critical condition. The suspect, who is in custody, also was shot and had wounds that are not believed to be life-threatening. Officials say the 29-year-old is an Afghan national who entered the U.S. in 2021 through Operation Allies Welcome. That was a Biden administration program to evacuate and resettle Afghan nationals. And another national and international news for today. Pope Leo XIV has landed in Turkey on his first foreign trip, fulfilling Pope Francis's plans to mark an important Christian anniversary and bring a message of peace to the region at a crucial time for efforts to end the war in Ukraine and ease Middle Eastern tensions. Leo arrived Thursday first in Ankara, where he was meeting a meeting plan with the president and a speech to the country's diplomatic corps. He will then move on to Istanbul for 3 days of interfaith meetings that will be followed by the Lebanese leg of his trip. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full-line service department.